ओम शांति।
डबल याद लेकर
टुडे कैरिंग डबल फोल्ड रिमेम्ब्रेंसेस विद माय सेल्फ
दैट
इज स्पेशली रिमेम्ब्रेंसेस ऑन बिहाफ ऑफ मधुबन निवासीज ज्ञान स्टोर निवासीज डबल फॉरनर्स शांतिवान ब्राह्मण्स फ्रॉम ऑल प्लेसेस So carrying remembrances of everyone for beloved Didi Nirmala and of course for beloved Baba. As I reach the subtle region, I saw Baba coming from a distance. Didi was with Baba. And I saw them in a very, very beautiful form. As Baba came closer before me, I saw he was smiling and he then asked, So child, ask this child, that is, ask Didi where she had gone today. So I asked Didi, what places did she visit today? So Didi then said, no, you ask Baba where he took me today. Baba then said, today Baba took this child first to meet the advance party group. From the time that this child, that is Didi, became Baba's, from the early days, she had a very deep relationship with members of the advance party. Then secondly, Baba took Didi to visit the Brahmin souls, Brahmin family. Thirdly, Baba took Didi on a tour of places in Bharat and foreign lands, especially where Didi had been instrument for service. Fourthly, Baba also took Didi to the scientists. Fifth, Baba took her to the religious leaders, those of different interfaith leaders. So Baba then asked Didi, what did you see there? So Didi replied, the advance party souls are carrying out their task at a fast speed. However, those Brahmins who are at present at the confluence stage, what is needed from them is a lot of subtle support, and with that support then the task will be completed quickly. The Brahmins are doing good, making good efforts, but sometimes they get entangled in I and mine. I and yours. Thirdly, Didi went on saying that the scientists are engaged in their task, but they are confused about what they need to do, how to accomplish it. There are different kinds of confusion in front of them. Fourthly, the religious leaders are searching for something. They are searching for some kind of attainment, for some kind of transformation. So they engaged in that. Baba then said, this is what Didi saw today. Baba wishes to see that the Brahmin children, make their inner powers so strong, create such beautiful vibrations that the advanced party souls are supported in their task and they can carry out their task quickly. Give the power of silence to the scientist souls so that they can use it to create the new world of heaven. Baba smiled and then while looking towards Didi, he said, from the beginning, this child had a very clean nature. And this is why Baba gave her that title, that of Nirmal Ashram, a clean ashram. Because of that cleanliness, she attained that seat in Baba's heart. She was always close to the Maharathi souls, the seniors. She was always so supportive in every task. Thirdly, she was the conqueror of attachment. She had no attachment to anything or any facility. So wherever she went, this is why she was always successful. The task was already successful even before she reached there. On the stage of world service, she was part of the group that first went abroad to serve different places. She had that fortune, and so Baba is pleased that this child sowed such seeds in that initial phase, and all those seeds are now blossoming. They've created such wonderful gardens everywhere. Didi was listening to all of this in a detached and loving stage. I then asked Didi, "Didi, you left so quickly." So Baba said, "Tell the children not to have any other thought. Don't come into any kind of confusion about why she went, how she went. Remember Didi's sanskar of being very clean, very detached. So those who have love for the soul of Didi, adopt those sanskars in your lives. Don't have any other thoughts in your mind. There are many secrets behind Didi's role, the scenes that she played. So Baba sends such souls, such instruments for different service. She hasn't left, she's always with you." So Didi was smiling. Baba then said, "What else should I show you, Didi?" Didi then said, "Baba, you showed me everything." But Baba did something else. Baba then emerged the scenes of Madhuban. So Didi said, "This is where I've taken so much sustenance from Baba, Mama and the Dadi." So she was very pleased to connect with Madhuban. That is all the homes of Madhuban. "Baba has sent me to a new place for service." I then told Didi that Gyanstro Nivasis remember you a lot. So Didi says, "Baba has given the Gyanstro family a lot of strength, and they have to give the proof of the sustenance they have received. Whether it's Gyanstro or Madhuban, all the campuses have to be show themselves as one family. They are following the Srimad of one. So don't allow yourself to come under any kind of conflict or confusion. Time is telling all of us now to strengthen our stage, make it more powerful." Baba then emerged the family from all the different campuses. Didi saw everyone and then was waving her hand. Rays of light emerged from her hand, and it was though each one was receiving a blessing. Baba said, "Did you see? This child, Didi, has took birth through blessings. She always shared blessings, and she herself has received the good wishes and blessings from all. In your every step, in every child's step, there should be, you should be able to give experiences to everyone." I then asked Baba to share some more. Baba smiled and said, "This child, Didi's love and her selfless attitude, the love that she had for the family, it's through all of this that she won Baba's heart. On this day, Baba is giving all the children one blessing. Always be free from all thoughts. Be united, be economical, forge your connection, your relationship with one. look at every scene of the drama as a detached observer. Within this scene of Devi's departure, her future service, there are many secrets behind it. So all the children have to be united, stay connected with one, and look at every scene of drama as a detached observer. The bhog was placed in front of Baba. Baba then started to feed Devi, but then she said, call all the Madhavan Nivasis, call all the Gyanstrava Nivasis. Baba then said, Devi had the nature of inviting the residents of the different campuses very often to Gyanstrava. So, and she always had the thought that every soul should be happy and content. Baba then emerged all the families of all the campuses and gave them drishti and fed them. Baba then emerged all of Didi's close service companions, those who looked after her till the end. Didi said, stay as companions of one another, interact with love, with each other, continue to move ahead, progress. Baba then reminded everyone, what place is Gyanstrova? Baba has created Gyanstrova. It is a special place of service. With everyone's tapasya, it is a place that gives experiences to all. So the children have to stabilize themselves in that stage that Baba has given us this great fortune of serving in such a place. It's also the place where one can create a very strong stage for the self. So stabilize yourself in these points. Don't engage in any other thoughts. I then told Baba that there were many others who had offered bhog for different souls. Baba emerged all of them in front of him and gave them remembrances. Baba once again reminded all of us, according to the drama, the soul of Didi has gone for some special service. From the beginning till the end, she has always played a special role, and now with the advanced party soul, she will cooperate and carry out a special part in Baba's task. Didi then waved to everyone and said, remember that Baba is with you, remain carefree, remain light, and move ahead. Acha Om Shanti.
निर्मल आश्रम दीदी निर्मला है निर्मल नीचल निर्मल आश्रम दीदी निर्मला है भूले ना भुलाए बीते हुए पल भूले ना भुलाए बीते हुए पल क्या क्या न तुमसे मिला है निर्मल नीचल निर्मल आश्रम दीदी निर्मला निर्मल आश्रम दीदी निर्मला जीवन जीन कला जो सिखाई वो दीदी हरदम बाबा समान भर पूर किया बन निर्मल दर्पण मधुबन ग्लोबल ज्ञान सरोवर शांतिवन तपोवन मान सरोवर तुमको है याद किया तेरी यादों की खुशबू से तेरी यादों की खुशबू से जीवन कमल खिला निर्मल आश्रम दीदी निर्मल